Woody is on the line. Woody, welcome to Milberger's Gardening, South Texas. How you doing today, Woody?
Very good, thank you.
What's going on?
I got a plumeria about 6 feet tall, has three distinct branches about 2 feet long and blossoms on them, etc. I'd like to know about cutting them back to put them in pots to wind up with more plants. And I don't know when to do it or how long the stem, the stalk should be that I put into the pot.
Well, we can make up anything there because there, this is another one that'll work any time, and you can be. I don't think I've ever seen them any less than 8 inches, but even little teeny little sticks sometimes will. It's about when the wind breaks them up and the little teeny like kindling wood, almost all of them will sprout. So, I'm wondering. Jerry, I'm thinking that if as long as they're watered and everything, this time of the year would be fine for them.
I think they're like a cactus.
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters.
So this, I could go out and do it right after I hang up, huh?
Yeah, you can break some limbs off and break some branches off about, or either break a long one and break it into, like Calvin says, 8 to 10 inch sections. And then I think you need to let them dry. I would say to be on the safe side, about 3 to 5 days, you know, let that end, broken end dry. And then you just stick them in a pot about 3 inches in the soil, 3 to 4 inches in the soil.
Okay. Don't put any root stimulator or anything on it?
No, you don't need root stimulator.
Okay.
You can if you got some. It's, but you want to do that right after you break them off.
Okay. So
you know, while they're still moist.
Take some of that liquid root stimulator and put it in the pot and stick them in that pot, huh?
Yeah, you don't have to make a special, you know, unless it gives you a lot of satisfaction. You don't need any of that stuff.
Yeah.
You can't hardly beat 100% rooting.
Even yeah, they root very easily.
Okay,
now,
yeah.
You understand you use the root stimulator on the plant that after you break it, you immediately stick it into that root stimulator and then let it dry with the root stimulator on it. You don't put the root stimulator in the pot.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking about hormone. That's what I'm thinking about. You're thinking about that root stimulator you pour in the pot?
Yeah, it's a gallon.
No. What that does is supposedly stimulate the roots that are
just
already
phosphorus,
there.
Yeah, just phosphorus.
You have no roots to stimulate when you break that scrub. So that I was thinking you were talking
rutones.
About a hormone or like rutone or homonidin or something like that.
Is that
a powder?
Like a powder?
Yes, a powder.
Oh, so you buy that powder and you dab the end of it and put it in the pot.
Absolutely, right after you break it.
So you keep saying break it. Do you mean?
Or cut it.
Okay.
You know, after you cut it or break it.
Because I got some pretty big jaws that will cut into one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.